Hello, it's the Friday Show. It's John Gibbons hosting this week, and I'm joined by Teza Simakulwa, by Chloe Bloxham, and by Mike Kearney to talk about Premier League action from last night and this weekend, and also to look ahead to the FA Cup ties. So we've got a couple of callers for you as well. We've got Pete Selby on Leicester City, who are still in it, still going for it in the Premier League, and also to Dave Mooney, who's Manchester City, obviously play in the FA Cup this weekend as well. And I've had an eventful week, of course, so we've talked a little bit about that. But in the meantime, we'll talk about the fixtures from last night, and it's very tight at the top now, Teza. You're Manchester United fan, for people who don't know. Just 1 point separating those three sides now, and it's going to go to the wire, isn't it? Obviously, because you guys have got Leicester last weekend, so whatever happens in your absence, if you like, while you are on FA Cup duty, it's going to go to the wire, and it's as close as anything.
Yeah, so the game last night, which I did watch, we were not very good, to be honest. I think we've been quite sloppy the last two games against Palace and the game against Southampton. I think what's happened is Ollie's been able to keep the same team. So because he's played the same team, there's a bit of consistency and continuity. But now we're showing signs of tiredness and fatigue. So I think we made two changes yesterday, with Fosu-Mensah coming in at left back and McTominay starting, but they didn't really help us, to be honest. I mean, we got through the game, ended up winning, but it was quite sloppy.
Yeah, because when I saw the results, I thought, oh, 2-0, they've done sort of well there. But then I watched Match of the Day last night, and you had a few moments at 1-0. You know, obviously Palace had the ball in the net. Jordan Ayew, he was a toenail offside, which, look, we've all had given for us and against us now this season. These very tight offsides that happens. I thought, you know, a good penalty shout, obviously Zaha doesn't get. And yeah, so the scoreline only tells sort of part of the story, really. It was tough for United at times.